Good afternoon, Audio Boo, and welcome to the forests above Chatsworth House and Beeley Moor. So I've just been a walk with my friend Andy today. We parked up at the side of the road near a place called the Hellbank Plantation on Beeley Moor. A quick tip for you, if you come in summer, there's usually an ice cream van there. Although the only thing I see today were my fingers. There was no ice cream van in sight at all. So from there, we walked up towards a spot called Hobhurst's House. No, it's not a tongue twister. It's an old burial mound, 3,000 years old, a Bronze Age burial mound. And from there, we walked along Beeley Moor to a place called Gibbert Moor and down to a spot called Robin Hood. We went off-piste a little bit there, but it is access land, so it's not a drama. From Robin Hood, we then looped back along another edge that I've not walked along before. I'm not quite sure what it's called because the mapping that I've got on my phone at the minute isn't as detailed as I'd like. Then from there, we walked through the forest towards the top of the Chatsworth Estate and the, I'm not quite sure what it was called actually, a little private tower, and it overlooks the Chatsworth Estate. And further along was the waterfall, and there's like a little aqueduct which flows down to the back of Chatsworth House itself. And then from there we carried on, and we just walked back along the moors now. Found another one of the little stone circles that's hidden off. I dare say it's around about 10 metres across, something like that. But it's hidden nicely away from the edge of the path. So if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't be able to find it. And I can't imagine how old that place is. So, according to ViewRanger, the app on my iPhone, we've walked around about 12.4 kilometres so far today. And we're nearly back at the car now. So I'm just walking across the top of Hellbank Plantation on the little forestry track there, which I think's a bridleway. It's definitely a footpath. And you can hear me tramping through the water, striding confidently in my Caramore Carespeed boots. We did get some rain earlier, but luckily I'm dressed head to toe in Berghaus Gore-Tex waterproof, so I managed to stay dry. And the phone has stayed dry as well. It's a little thing that I always do, it seems. I seem to get the iPhone absolutely drenched whenever it rains, simply because I'm taking it in and out of my pocket all the time. But this is my new iPhone 4S. I exchanged my other one, but luckily this one's not been baptized today, so that's all good. Okay, so I'll leave it like that for now. This can be tagged as Audio Mo Extra. It's day 19 of Audio Mo. And I'll say goodbye for now. I'll speak to you all again soon. Hold up 1 minute, I'm just back again. If you head on over to shareyouradventure.com, you'll be able to see the map that I've created today. I've had ViewRanger running on my iPhone, and it's been posting off locations to shareyouradventure.com. So you'll be able to see the route that we've walked today. And when I get home, I will add the link for the map in the description for the boo. Okay, it is definitely bye for now.